Good evening, everyone. We are underway from the Rochester Mayo Civic Center Arena after the Mabel Canton Cougars, a number two seed in Section 1A, got upset by New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva in the match just previous to the one we're about to broadcast between Kenyon Wanamingo and Lewiston Altura. It's happened before. Upsets happened in Rochester, and it certainly happened. They only took four sets to dispatch of the Mabel Canton Cougars. Whoever wins this match between Lewiston Altura, the Cardinals, and the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights will play New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva in the semifinals Thursday night. If it's the Knights, we'll be here. It's the late match again Thursday night. So it could run, the first match could run long. We'll have double A on one court. We'll have single A on the other court. So we can only bring you the single A championship. I've always lobbied for years to move those so that we could do both in the semifinals, and the championships are separate. That's the good thing. I don't know why they never use the auditorium here. I think watching a volleyball match in the auditorium here in Rochester in the balcony would be an incredible vantage point. People would love it because you're high above the net. You have a balcony here too. But the top level has just a smattering of people. There's a lot of people here from Kenyon Wanamingo. There's a lot of people here from Lewiston Altura. And the other court, Fillmore Central, won in four sets. They are the number one seed in this section. And they dispatched of, they dispatched of Spring Grove. Of course, that's a bit of a rivalry. Alden Conger is playing Grand Meadow on the other court here in this second match on the other court. And in this court, as I mentioned, the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights and the Lewiston Altura Cardinals. We'll tell you more about the Cardinals. Our broadcast tonight, a service of some terrific people, including our all-prep sports boosters, J-Mole's Fair Bowl, where you always strike a great meal. I mean, the food is incredibly delicious. It's always a fun place to go for the whole family. Who doesn't enjoy bowling, right? You don't have to be a superstar athlete to bowl. Grandpas can bowl. Little ones can bowl. They can put up the bumpers for your bowling. It's all about just having great
J-Mo's Bowl, Faribault, is the place to go for the best food and fun around. Get signed up for bowling leagues now. It's not only a great time, but provides good exercise. The whole family can participate from the very young to the very old. It's a super place to have a kids or adult party with various packages available. The food is really good, too. J-Mo's has awesome ribs, the juiciest burgers, a 10-ounce steak that will satisfy your hunger pangs. Get gift cards to use for bowling, bowling accessories, or meals at J-Mo's Bowl, Faribault, where you always strike a great meal.
Fairway Meat and Grocery in Owatonna is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Fall means tailgating time. Are you ready for your game day party? From USDA choice steaks and fresh produce to snacks and delicious meat and cheese trays, Fairway has everything you need to fuel your crew. Shop online for easy curbside pickup or check out their weekly ad in store. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. for all your grocery needs. Good luck this fall to all area athletes from Fairway Owatonna.
Minnesota Coaches Incorporated is proud to transport teams, athletes, cheerleaders, and coaches, getting you to the game all season long. Since the 1930s, they've been your trusted full-service charter planner, serving local communities with safe, reliable travel. From private charters and school trips to tour groups, sports teams, and church outings, they've got you covered. Minnesota Coaches Incorporated, full-service travel with peace of mind. Visit MinnesotaCoaches.com or call 507-334-5120. Today.
Specialty Personnel Services can solve both sides of work-related problems. For employees, they can put you to work in a short period of time with employers that are in need of your skills. For you employers, Specialty Personnel Services has a list of potential employees that have the skill set to excel on your company's team. Don't waste time chasing want ads. Let the professionals work for you. They do specializing in construction and manufacturing jobs. Specialty Personnel Services in Owatonna. Call 451-5773. In Austin, 433-5773. 5570.
at Community Resource Bank.
Home Salvage has been in business over a half century, serving people through their life.
Todd G. Jewelry in downtown Kenyon is celebrating 50 years in business this year with some incredible savings on Howard Miller grandfather clocks, wall clocks, Schneider cuckoo clocks, sparkling jewelry, awesome watches can also be found there. Everyone in this part of the country knows Todd G. Jewelry is your diamond headquarters. Nobody knows diamonds like Larry Todgy. Your loved one doesn't want just any diamond. They want a Todd G. Jewelry diamond. Stop by soon and congratulate Larry on his 50 years providing oohs and ahs when people open their Todd G. gifts.
Well, they just are introducing the lineups here for the Lewiston Altura Cardinals. Hannah Kreidermacher is a senior. They don't have the heights in the program. Tegan Hartman is a sophomore. Lavin Lejeune is a senior. She's one of the setters on this team. You're going to probably hear me coughing a little bit. I got to be a ways away from my broadcast unit. Sorry about that. Rindley Bergen is a ninth grader. Alyssa Hansen is a sophomore. Elena Barkheim is the libero. She's a sophomore. And Michaela Hill is a senior. Kenyon Wanamingo, Molly Quam is a freshman. Kendall Johnson is the junior setter. Audrey Haugen is a middle hitter, a senior. Emily Jarvis is their libero. She's a senior. Addie Lindell is a opposite hitter. She's a senior. Anna Ostertag is a junior for the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights. Knights are moving left to right, and the Cardinals right to left on your radio dial. We're behind the scorer's table here at the Rochester Mayo Civic Center Arena. They got a brand-new sport court, it appears. They got blue in the outline. It used to be maroon. Blue in the outline. The court looks like it's got green toward it, but it's a sport court. It is not real wood. It's got the look of wood, but it's not real wood. As Boyum checks out and Jarvis checks in for Kenyon Wanamingo and the libero checks in for Lewiston Altura. Lewiston Altura will start the serve. And the first serve is a jump serve and it's into the net. Not the way they wanted to start. 1-0 Kenyon Wanamingo. Serving is Kendall Johnson, their junior setter from the right corner. Knights want to take care of business and then face a Gopher Conference opponent in New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. And we've got an ace by Johnson. 2-0 Kenyon Wanamingo. As Johnson from the right corner dribbles the volleyball, smacks it flat-footed, angles it. It's popped up in the air. And then on the third hit, it's just back bumped over the net. That's a free ball. Quam gets it to Johnson, sets it to Lindell, hammers it for the kill. Addie Lindell picks up her first kill of the night. And it's 3-0 Kenyon Wanamingo right out of the gate as head coach Siri Quam digs out the ball and throws it over to Johnson. Knights in their black with red and white trim. Cardinals in white with red and black trim. There's a kill from the right front corner. Put down by Lewiston Altura's Tegan Hartman. She's only a sophomore. Very athletic young lady. As the Cardinals are now serving well behind that service line. She jump serves it and it's popped up by Quam. Racing into position. Johnson was late to get to that ball. And they're going to end up with an easy point on that one. Hartman is serving. 3-2, Kenyon Wanamingo. They jumped out to a 3-0 lead. The jump serve is into the net. Second service error by Lewiston Altura. And the Knights have doubled them up on the scoreboard. Between sets, we'll have our security State Bank of Kenyon between sets report. You're always a hit when you get your gift to Todd G. Jewelry, downtown Kenyon. Eva Jacobson is serving now, the junior. The set goes outside left. It's hit over the double block. Jacobson gets to it. Johnson's going to set it outside left, and Quam just barely gets it over the net. Now The libero back sets it. It's angled, popped up by Johnson, racing into position Jarvis. Lindell does a little tip. That's rare from her. It was right-handed. She's a lefty. Now it's hit over the solo block by Lewis and Altura. Johnson's going to bump it outside, and hitting it up off the tape was Quam. It just hung up there forever. Now they go to the deep portion of the net. It's popped over by Kenyon Wanamingo in scramble mode by Haugen, and mistiming her jump was the Lewiston Altura player, and we're going to have it in the net on Lewiston Altura. The Knights outlasted him on that one. 5-2, Jacobson continues the serve for Kenyon Wanamingo. Right corner, hammer, bit of a line drive. The libero gets it to the center, back set right. It's hit over the double block. Jacobson pops it up. Now it's bump set by Johnson down to Liddell for the kill. Her second kill of the night. Addie is so efficient. And it's 6-2, Kenyon Wanamingo. They roll the ball to Jacobson from that right corner. She'll smack it over. Middle portion of the net. Again, the libero to the center. Quick set to the center. And they're not able to pick that one up. Getting the kill, I'm estimating she's 6 feet tall, is Alyssa Hansen. She's an eighth grader, and it's 6-3. Lewiston Altura is serving, and another service error. My, oh, my. Another service error. That's three of them, and it's 7-3. Kenyon Wanamingo, Audrey Haugen, the senior, serving for that right corner. Little mini jump serve that time. The set goes outside left. It's hit over the double block. Right there is Johnson racing into position. Jacobson gets it outside left. It's hammered. Pick up in the back row. The set to the back row is out. Boy, that was really aggressive by Hartman, but she hit it out. And it's 8-3, Kenyon Wanamingo here in the first set. New Richland, Hartman, Ellendale, Geneva upset the number 2 seed Mabel Canton earlier on this very court. Quick set to the center again is hit long by the 8th grader, Hansen. 9-3, Kenyon Wanamingo lead, and most of it is because of errors by Lewiston Altura. Another hard serve, perfect pass, set goes outside left, it's hit out of bounds by Hannah Kreidermacher, the senior. Another mistake, and Lewiston Altura's head coach, Tanya Lejeune, says, I need a timeout. Kenyon Wanamingo 10, Lewiston Altura 3, set number 1 from the Rochester Mayo Civic Center, quarter final round, Section 1A, volleyball on the Mighty 920.
You train hard. You play harder. Now it's time to level up. The Minnesota Air National Guard isn't just a part-time job. It's a launch pad. Get elite training, real-world experience, and college paid for while staying close to home. You've got the drive. We've got the mission. Call 1-800-835-3764. Your future doesn't wait. Neither do we.
Halloween deals are at Cashwise Foods. Sink your fangs into Greater Omaha's 81% lean ground beef for $4.99 a pound. Or Samson's seedless grapes for $1.99 a pound. Don't miss our two-day sale Friday and Saturday. Spooktacular deals like buy one, get one free Hillshire Farm Little Smokies and raspberries 2 for $4. Plus, Cashwise has all the candy, party supplies, and wickedly fresh ingredients for a spooky good time. Cashwise, your Halloween fun starts here. Cashwise Foods.
Quam just got a kill for Kenyon Wanamingo. 11-3, and only 3 of the 11 points are kills. That tells you all the mistakes that Lewiston Altura has made here in this first set. The Knights are running away with it. In the back row, it's picked up. Perfect pass. Set goes to the center. That one sails, but it's picked up by Haugen. Gets back on the court. And then Quam back bumps it over. Another nice pass set to the center is hit off the blockers. Haugen picks it up in the back row. Pass goes outside left. Quam elevates and gets the kill. Molly Quam, the freshman, with her second kill of the night. And it's 12-3, Kenyon Wanamingo here in set number 1 at the Mayo Civic Center Arena. Haugen, the senior from the right corner, hammers it again. Little mini jump serve. The set is a back set. It's going to be a bad set. So on my ledger, it's called an ace. I don't know if it's officially called one. 13-3 is our score. Different coaches have different sets. There's a set outside left. It's hit over the double block. Quam again, so quick, gets to it. Karate chop it over deep. It's elevated. Now the pass, they have to back bump it over the net. Again, that's a free ball. Johnson's going to back set it. Lindell's going to angle it, and it's going to be a kill for Lindell. Her third kill of its first set, and boy, the Knights are clicking on all cylinders. Up 14-3, and they've not made a single mistake. Haugen from the right corner will continue serving. Hammers. Nice pass, set to the center of the net, blocked by Lindell. 15-3 Knights, and Lewiston Altura says, we need another timeout. Kenyon Wanamingo clicking on all cylinders. Lewiston Altura, unfortunately not. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They have 7 errors. They have almost twice the number of errors as they have points. Here in set number one. In
hey, Ken Herbeck here. You want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, Owatonna Heating and Cooling, they'll show you the full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits your home and budget. Because everyone can use a little more comfort. Turn to your local Carrier experts. Owatonna Heating and Cooling today.
Finding health insurance can be stressful. Beth Fanning Hange of Fanning & Associates has 35 years of experience helping people just like you. And she does this by getting to know you. Beth meets with all her clients in person. If sitting on hold and trusting your personal information to strangers isn't for you, give Beth a call and she'll find the best option for your needs from multiple providers. Or if you just want to find out if you're currently paying too much, call Beth at Fanning & Associates in downtown Dodge Center. Consultation doesn't cost a thing.
Molly Quam hammers one right down the line, left side for the kill, her third of this set. And it's a 16-3 Kenyon Wanamingo lead as Haugen continues her torrid serving. Slaps it long. It's the broadcaster jinx. A service error. Their first mistake, 16-4, but it was an aggressive one, right? As serving is Lewiston Altura. They got little numbers on the front of their uniform. I got to get out my binocs to see the number. There's a back set right. Lindell hits it just inside the antenna, I thought, but they called it outside the antenna. Oh, no, they called too many hits. Okay. So second mistake, 16-5. Those could creep in and mount. A serving is Kaylee Hansen. She's an eighth grader. Ball's popped up by Johnson, outside left. Quam hits it. That was going to be long, I think, but they hit it anyway. It's pushed to the corner. Jarvis gets it to the attack line. It's bumped outside left. Quam with a kill just inside the back center portion of the line. Quam picks up the kill for the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights. Her fourth kill of the night, and it's 17-5, and she's been perfection. Molly Quam, the freshman, serving is Alexander for Kenyon Wanamingo. Receptions made in the back row. In retreat mode is the setter. Quam gets it back over. Set outside left. It's just punched down the line. They pick it up. It's flipped over by Boyum, who's in the front row now for Kenyon Wanamingo. Karate chopped over by Lewiston Altura. Quick set outside left. Alexander Quam again with a kill at the attack line from the front left corner, opposite side of the court, and she is on fire. Her fifth kill of this first set, and it's 18-5. Serving again is Alexander. She's a sophomore. They have to scramble to get it over. On the third hit, there's a back set to Claire Olson in the game. It's partially deflected. They go outside left. Karate chop it from the back row. Jarvis to the center of the net. Set goes outside. Quam again! And it's picked up in the back row. No! Another kill! Her sixth on this first set. She has taken over this set. 19-5, Kenyon Wanamingo. This is a runaway. Alexander. The beauty of volleyball, though, is You go to the next set, you start at zero again. Here's the jump set, a serve, I should say. The set, the back set right is hit into the block. Keeping it alive was Quam, but nobody could get over there quick enough to pick it up. So I guess you'd put that down as a blocking error. 19-6, Kenyon Wanamingo leads. Lewis and Altura, a rare serve. They have not been on offense much here tonight. There's a set to the center, and it's hit out. Boy, that wasn't out by much. Boyum hits it out. Sam Boyum, the junior. 19-7, Kenyon Wanamingo here in the first set. Lewis and Altura wants to get some momentum going into the second set. I don't think there's any way you come back from this. There's a quick set. It's hit into the net by Boyum. It wasn't high enough for her. And it's 19-8, Kenyon Wanamingo. Starting to mount some mistakes here. As Lewiston Altura from that right corner jump serve is received. New Richland's lineup wasn't even in the program here tonight. I'm so glad I didn't have to do that one. And now Quam has a rare hitting error in this set. And it's 19-9. 19-9. Here's this jump serve for the center portion. Jarvis bends over to pick it up as a dump by Alexander. Smart play. Matt and Alexander ends the point with a dump kill, and it's 20-9. Kenyon Wanamingo. A dump is when you look like you're going to set it and you just dump it over the net. Quam will now serve. She's almost off the floor. Runs up her two-hand throw up. Jump serve is an ace. Molly Quam is on fire here tonight. It's 21-9, Kenyon Wanamingo. Her heels are right on the back portion of the concrete. She runs up to the service line. Her jump serve this time picked up, took a little off that. Set goes outside left, and it's hit into the net by Hartman. And Kenyon Wanamingo is 3 points away from an absolute runaway here in the first set. Quam's from that left corner. Two-hand toss-up, hammer, received in the back row, popped up. Now on the third hit, they get it in from out of bounds. There's a quick set. There's a back set to Olsen. She'll hit it deep. They'll pick it up, go outside right, and hit it long. And it's 23-9, Kenyon Wanamingo. Coach Lejeune, concerned look on her face as she paces in front of the Lewiston Altura bench. Quam's jump serve is an ace! And it's 24-9. So Quam has 6 kills and 2 aces in this set. She's had a third of their points. And she jump serves again, and this one's out. She went for the gusto there. 24-10. You're at set point for Kenyon Wanamingo. Number two. Their libero is serving here for Lewiston Altura with a red jersey top, remainder of her teammates in white. Set goes to Boyum at the center of the net. It's popped up in the back row. They bump set it outside left, push to the side. Jarvis picks it up at the attack line. Set goes outside left. Ostertag hammers it. The libero picks it up, backside right, hit over Ostertag and out. And 25-10 is your score. Kenyon Wanamingo wins the first set, running away 25-10. Our Security State Bank of Kenyon set report.
Fairway Meat and Grocery in Faribault is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Fall is tailgating time. Have you planned your tailgate menu yet? Fairway has all of your game day party favorites with USDA choice steaks, fresh produce, snacks, and meat and cheese trays. Fairway meets all your game day needs. Shop online for curbside pickup or grab the weekly ad when you shop the store. Fairway Meat and Grocery, located in Faribault, is open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. for all of your grocery needs.
Minnesota Coaches Incorporated is proud to transport teams, athletes, cheerleaders, and coaches, getting you to the game all season long. Since the 1930s, they've been your trusted full-service charter planner, serving local communities with safe, reliable travel. From private charters and school trips to tour groups, sports teams, and church outings, they've got you covered. Minnesota Coaches Incorporated. Full service travel with peace of mind. Visit MinnesotaCoaches.com or call 507-334-5121 today.
Fairway Meat and Grocery in Owatonna is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Fall means tailgating time. Are you ready for your game day party? From USDA choice steaks and fresh produce to snacks and delicious meat and cheese trays, Fairway has everything you need to fuel your crew. Shop online for easy curbside pickup or check out their weekly ad in store. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. for all your grocery needs. Good luck this fall to all area athletes from Fairway Owatonna.
Specialty Personnel Services can solve both sides of work-related problems. For employees, they can put you to work in a short period of time with employers that are in need of your skills. For you employers, Specialty Personnel Services has a list of potential employees that have the skill set to excel on your company's team. Don't waste time chasing want ads. Let the professionals work for you. They do specializing in construction and manufacturing jobs. Specialty Personnel Services in Owatonna. Call 451-5773. In Austin, 433-5570.
Well, our Security State Bank of Kenyon between sets report, courtesy of the Security State Bank of Kenyon, where they say personal service, it's our style. If you appreciate Kenyon Wanamingo Athletics on the radio, please swing by and thank them. And it would be best if you thank them with some patronage, right? The Security State Bank of Kenyon. My clearly unofficial statistics had Kenyon Wanamingo with 11 kills in that set, 7 errors. They had 4 ace serves. Lewiston Altura had 2 kills. That's it. 10 errors and 1 ace serve. They stay on the same side of the floor. No longer do they switch sides. I thought that was a good rule change. It came because of COVID, and they kept it. Kenyon Wanamingo left to right. Lewiston Altura right to left on your radio dial. Here for the Rochester Mayo Civic Center Arena. On the other side of the floor, it is, I can't even read that scoreboard. It's just weird. The other scoreboard. Seriously, I can't read it. I don't think they erased the last match final totals because they still got, well, it was 3-1. They got 2-1 up there, and they can't have had that many sets already. Anyway, Kendall Johnson will start the serve for the Knights. Left to right on your radio dial. Back with her is Quam, and Jarvis is at the attack line. Up front, it's Ostertag, Lindell, and Haugen. Reception was barely not, it was barely made. The set goes to quick set, and Haugen gets the kill on the quick set from Johnson. 1-0, Kenyon Wanamingo. You'll always be a hit when you get your gifts at Todgy Jewelry, downtown Kenyon. You don't want just any diamond. You want a Todgy Jewelry diamond. Johnson serve received by the libero. It has to be popped up left. It's hit off the pluckers and out of bounds. Hartman on the kill. The sophomore makes it 1-1. Of course, if you're Lewiston Altura, you want to win this set, even things up. If you're the Knights, you want to get a stranglehold on the match. Jump serve is received by Jarvis. Johnson back sets it. Ostertag hammers it deep. Popped up from the back row. The libero bumps it outside right. It's hit down the line. Quam is right there in a catcher's squat. There's a quick dump attempt by Johnson, but it's picked up. Now they hit it wide, and Jarvis gets to it. Quam gets her hands on it. Ostertag back bumps it over the net. From the attack line, the set goes outside left. It's tipped into a block, and it's stuffed by Lindell. Now, you don't want to tip in the blocks. That rarely works as Eva Jacobson comes in to serve, the junior for the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights, up 2-1 after running away with the first set 25-10. Her serve is very deep, and it is received. Back set right is hit off the blockers, kept alive by Quam, kept alive by Haugen, hit over by Quam, and they're calling her for a double hit. We're tied at 2 here in the second set. Serving is Hartman, and it's in the net. Boy, they've had a lot of service errors here tonight. That's their 4th. 3-2. Haugen is serving from the right corner. She got on a tear in the last set. And I guess the official didn't blow the whistle or something because they're making her do it over. The down official going to the scorer's card. I don't know if he thought somebody was out of rotation or what, but he's over talking to the scorer. Official scorekeeper, the libero tracker. So he got a delay here as the officials talking to Coach Lejeune. 3-2, Kenyon Wanamingo leads here in the second set. We're having a very long discussion here. So he's back to the scores table again. I just can't imagine this taking that long, to be honest. I mean, either you're in rotation or you're not in rotation. Coach Quam is talking to Coach Lejeune. They're doing sign language, kind of, because they're on opposite courts, of course. And now Coach Quam's coming over to add her assistance. Coach Lejeune is pointing Kenyon Wanamingo's way. Haugen gets rid of the ball here, goes with her teammates. And the Lewiston-Altura Cardinals also are in a circle on their side of the court. Can't take a break here because you never know when this is going to end. And now the down official has out of rotation on Lewiston-Altura is what he called. So that should be a point, should it not? Coach Quam's coming over to the scorer's table and saying if they're out of rotation, that's a penalty point. So 3-2 is the score before Haugen was serving. It should be 4-2 now. If indeed out of rotation was called, then it doesn't look like it was. So we went through all that for nothing. 3-2. I mean, seriously, Haugen is serving for that right corner. And an ace in the first set. Good side English received in the back row, set to the center of the net, just punched up in the air. Not a good set. Johnson's going to set it outside to Quam, who hits it off the blocker. She keeps it alive. Now they back set it. Lindell has to wait for it, hits it over. The libero pops it up from the back row. It's hit deep. Johnson gets to it, racing into position. Was Jacobson to keep it alive, hammered over by Lindell. They go backside left over the block. Quam, her quick hands, it's pushed by Johnson, kept alive by Lewis Altura at the center of that, and really hammered out of bounds. Man, that baby was wailed on. Rindley Bergen, a freshman, hits it very long. 4-2, Kenyon Wanamingo second set. Haugen serve is, called an out. Boy, that sucker was a smoke job, and it looked like it might have hit the back line, which would be in, but they called it out. I'm on the other end of the floor, so he had a better vantage point than I did, the linesman. There's a jump serve by Lewiston Altura. Set goes to Lindell, hits it off the blockers, and good. She does not tip the ball too often. That's what I love about Eddie's hitting. She just attacks the ball. As Alexander comes in to serve, the sophomore setter for the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights, up 1-0, and ahead here in the second set, 5-3. The set goes cross-court. Lewiston Altura angles it. It's popped up by Jarvis. Quam gets it back to the front row. It's hit by Olsen, was blocked. And they're going to call too many hits on Kenyon Wanamingo. That's their third mistake of this set. Three of the 4 points for Lewiston Altura are mistakes by Kenyon Wanamingo in this set. The Cardinals have not had much offense. Line drive serve, Jarvis, perfect pass. Back set to Quam, she angles it, it's popped up in the air. Then the attack line, set goes outside right, hit over the double block, kept alive by Olsen. To Alexander, outside to Quam, and she's going to have that one sail on her. She was perfecto almost in the first set, just one hitting error. There's a hitting error there, and it's tied at 5 here in the second set. Serving is Lewiston Altura. A little change-up serve. Quam picks it up. Set goes outside left. It's hit over by Olsen. Now there's a set to the center. Little tip. Right there is Alexander to bend over, pick it up. Jarvis goes outside to Quam. She'll hit it off the blockers. It's kept alive by the Cardinals. They're going to just pass it over the net. That's a free ball. The set is a back set by Alexander, hit over the blockers by Olsen. Now popped up by the libero, and it's going to be back bumped over the net. Jarvis gets it to Alexander. Quick set, hit off the blockers, and good. Boyum gets the kill. Sam Boyum, the junior, picks up her first kill of the night. And it's 6-5 Kenyon Wanamingo. If they can win this set, they'll have a 2-0 lead. Quam from the left corner. Two-hand toss-up, jump serve is received by the libero. The set, it goes to the front row. It's karate chopped over. Quam bends over to pick it up. The set goes outside left. Hit by Ostertag. Whoa, somehow they got a paw on that one. It comes back over the net. It would have been out. Jarvis hits it anyway. Set goes outside left. Ostertag with a kill. So Anna picks up her first kill of the night. 7-5 Kenyon Wanamingo here in the second set as she gets the hit in. You're always a hit when you get your gifts at Jujuri. Quam continues to serve, and she'll receive it from the back row. It's a perfect pass, flipped over by Boyum. Ball's popped up right, hit around the block. That was an incredible hit around the block by Kylie Ketchum. She's a senior. Picks up the second kill of this set for Lewiston Altura. 7-6. Kenyon Wanamingo leads are up 1-0 here in Rochester's Mayo Civic Center Arena. As the Cardinals are serving, the back set by Alexander is hit and good by Claire Olson. Her first kill of night. Good ball dispersal here by Kenyon Wanamingo. Serving that time for Lewiston Altura was Kaylee Hansen, the eighth grader. Jump served by Jarvis. Hansen pops it up. The set goes outside left. It's hit off the blockers and out of bounds. Lauren LeJune, the senior, gets the kill. 8-7, Kenyon Wanamingo. As we have an ace serve, Quam couldn't come up with that one. She's usually so good in that back row. Hansen, the eighth grader, got the ace. The first name is Alyssa. I think she's a sophomore. I might have misread the program. Here's a block. Algen picks it up. Now they go outside left. It's punched over by Ostertag. Picked up by Lewiston Altura. We're tied at 8. And there's what a pick up by Jarvis on a smoking hit. Outside left. It's hit over the double block. Alexander. Jarvis calls for it. Gets it back to Ostertag. Hits it off the blockers and out of bounds. Ostertag with her second kill. Great offense by Kenyon Wanamingo. They have 7 kills in this set. 7 of their 9 points have come off kills. Serving is Johnson. Reception's made in the back row. The set is a back set right. It's hit off the blockers. Johnson is right there. Jarvis pops it up. Lindell punches it on the angle. Picked up that time by Lewiston Altura at the center. That's blocked as Haugen and Lindell were both there. They go outside right and hit it into the net. I think Hartman might have done a peekaboo. Where you take your eye off the ball. She's looking for the blockers. 10-8, Kenyon Wanamingo. Here in set number 2, they're already up 1-0. Won the first one 25-10. Johnson serves it. Ball's in the back row. The set is back set right. It's hit off the blockers. Jarvis gets her left paw on it. The set, Lindell hits it over. Now Lewiston Altura on the third hit just passes it over the net. Quam, perfect pass. Quick set, flipped over. It was not high enough. The set was not high enough. Had it been higher, Haugen would have been able to crush it, but it wasn't high enough for her, so she hit it wide. It's going to go as a hitting error on her, but actually you could put a setting error on that one. 10-9 is our score. Kenyon Wanamingo, Lewiston Altura needs this set to even things up at a set apiece. Their libero is serving Elena Berkheim, a sophomore. This is a young team. Back set, Ostertag partially blocked, gets it back over the net. Coming forward. Now they two-hand push it over. It is Lewiston Altura. Jarvis outside right. Again, a bad set that Lindell, a lefty, had to hit with her right hand. Now it's punched over. Johnson's going to try a dump, but Berkheim was right there. There's a set that's blocked by Haugen. She goes back up, whaps it again, and Lewiston Altura picks it up. It's punched, and Haugen was right there with another block. Haugen's got some quickness at the net. It's 11-9. She was up and down that net that time. On the block as Jacobson comes in to serve. Ostertag takes a seat on a cushion chair. Ball's popped up. Perfect pass. Set goes outside right. Off of the blocker, Haugen, and Jarvis can't pick that one up. Getting the kill, I believe, was Lejeune, her second of this set. And it's 11-10 Kenyon-Wanamingo here in the second set. As I said before, that's the beauty of volleyball, right? Kenyon-Wanamingo ran away with the first set, but you have to start from zero in the second set. Back set, Liddell hammers it. Ball's popped up by Lejeune. The libero gets it to the front row. I thought there were too many hits there. Pass goes outside left, and it's angled by Quam and in! Right down the line inside the back left corner from the front left. Molly Quam picks up her seventh kill of the night, first in this set. She had taken over the first set, scored about a third of their points. As Haugen serving from that right corner, angles it. Reception's made. Lejeune goes to the center of the net, and it's put down by Burton or Bergen. Can't read my own writing here. Got to go to the roster. Yeah, Rinley Bergen, the freshman. 12-11, Kenyon-Wanamingo. Jump serve is received in the back row by Quam. Perfect pass. Set outside, and it's hit long by Boyum. No touch called. Boyum gets the kill, or excuse me, a hitting error. We're tied at 12. Jump serve is received by Jarvis. Johnson back sets it. Lindell angles it. It's popped up by Lejeune. Now the pass goes outside right, just a flip over. Jarvis gets to it, and in the net, I think, is going to be called on the Lewiston Altura Cardinals. 13-12, Kenyon-Wanamingo coming into serve is Alexander. Madden is a sophomore. The setter from that right corner will get ready to put her right arm into it. Her jump serve is hammered, just grazed the net, picked up in the back row. Set goes to the center, it's flipped over, and, oh, I don't know how, but Johnson got her left hand on that one. The set goes across court, it's angled out. Hanson, the eighth grader, has another hitting error. Lewis Valtura is trying to be super aggressive, but it's causing errors. It's 14-12, Kenyon-Wanamingo. Alexander jump serves into the corner. The set goes cross court, and it's in the net, I think. Yeah, never got over the net. 15-12, Kenyon-Wanamingo. Alexander again serving. The libero picks it up, almost an overpass. Great save by Lejeune that time. Jarvis pops it up left. Quam hammers it, and it's blocked out of bounds. So Quam gets the kill, her eighth of the night. And it's 16-12. Kenyon-Wanamingo trying to pull away here in the second set. Alexander's jump serve angled again. It's an ace! Alexander picks up the ace, and Lewiston Altura's coach Lejeune says, I need a timeout. So Alexander with the ace. They had four aces in the first set. That's their first ace this set. And the Knights have a 17-12 lead here in set number two against the Lewiston Altura Cardinals. These are the quarterfinals. Winner goes to the semifinals. Winner will play New Richland, Hartland, Ellendale, Geneva on Thursday night in the late match, a 7:30 scheduled start. If it's Kenyon-Wanamingo, we will definitely be here. It would be an all-Gopher Conference semifinal. On the other side of the floor, Alden Conger is tangling with Grand Meadow. Fillmore Central defeated Spring Grove earlier tonight. Alden Conger is ahead one set to none in that particular match. And they got 4 points, and I can't read the other side of the scoreboard from where I'm sitting, believe it or not. Alexander tries a little slice short serve, and it ends up going out. So a service error makes it 17-13, Kenyon-Wanamingo. That was obviously a set serve out of the timeout. As Lewis and Altura serving is the Cardinals. Alexander tries to pick up the hit. Serving was Hayden Randall. Randall will continue to serve here. 17-14, Kenyon-Wanamingo leads. She's from that left corner. Couple of low dribbles. Karate chops it over. Ball's popped up by Jacobson. Set goes outside left. Olson right there is the libero. Back set right. Hit over the blockers and down the line. Down the line is that one. As another eighth grader picked up a kill. McKinley Logan. Man, they got a lot of eighth graders. Back set, it's hit, and Quam hits it in for the kill. Her third of this set, and it's 18-15. Kenyon-Wanamingo. Quam will now serve. Molly's a freshman. Her jump serve is received from that left corner. Ball's popped up. The set goes outside right. Flat-footed, they hit it over. Quam bends over to pick it up. Set goes outside left, and it's hammered by Ostertag. The libero somehow gets it to the front row. It's passed over the net. Ostertag, Alexander saves it from being an overpass. Boyan gets it over. It's flipped back over. Now Olsen gets it over, and now they are in scramble mode and pass it over the net. Does Lewiston Altura. There's a dump attempt by Johnson. Kept alive that time by Lewiston Altura. They go outside right off the net. Ostertag gets it. She'll get the ball back, angles it, picked up on the back row by Lewiston Altura. Cardinals fly to the net. It's hit down the line. A beautiful hit by the eighth grader Hanson, Alyssa. 18-16, Kenyon-Wanamingo in his second set that really Lewiston Altura has to win if they want to come back and win this match. There was an upset earlier tonight. No reason why there couldn't be one here. Kaylee Hanson, an eighth grader, comes in to serve. Reception's made. Boy, they got Hansons all over the place. There's a set outside left. Ostertag on the angle. Kill. That's good. Her third of this second set, and it's 19-16, Kenyon-Wanamingo. Emily Jarvis, the senior setter, will now serve for the Knights. Her jump serve is received in the back row. The set is a back set, bad set. It's punched over the net and then hit over. The Knights let him get away with that. Ball's punched to the back row. Quam gets it. Set outside left to Alexander to Ostertag. The mistiming her jump and hitting into a block that time was Lejeune. 20-16, Kenyon-Wanamingo here in the second set. Jarvis from the left corner is serving. Approaches the service line. Jump serve is received. The errant pass comes back on the court. It's hit over. Alexander gets it to the center portion of the floor. There's a Quam from the back row with a kill. Molly Quam picks up her fourth kill of this set. She already has double-digit kills, and we're in the second set. What a hit by Quam. You'll always be a hit when you get your gifts at Taji Jewelry in downtown Kenyon.
At Community Resource Bank, they're more than just a place to manage your money. They're your neighbors, your supporters, your financial partners. Whether you're starting fresh or planning ahead, the team at Community Resource Bank is ready to help with banking that fits your life. Stop in, say hi, and see why more people are choosing Community Resource Bank. Community Resource Bank. Let's bank together. Member FDIC.
Fall Golf Fun is heating up at Insight Swing in Owatonna. Sign up now for their two-person Fun Fall Scramble League. 8 weeks, eight iconic courses, October 27th through December 21st. With multiple flights, handicap scoring, cash prizes, giveaways, and flexible scheduling, it's the perfect way to keep your swing sharp all season long. Enjoy it all in their virtual clubhouse, featuring indoor golf, sit-down dining, and a fully stocked bar. Register today at InsightSwingGolf.com.
Jarvis, serve goes right down the line. It's an ace. And it's a 22-16 Kenyon-Wanamingo lead. They're 3 points away from taking the second set and having a two sets to none lead. Jarvis left corner, jump serve, very deep and out. Yeah, got a little too aggressive on that one. 22-17. Serving for Lewiston Altura is Hansen. Oh, my. Jarvis got an absolute smoking serve up to the setter. I don't know how she did it. She pops it up. Alexander outside left to Ostertag, angles it. Picked up there. Now they go outside left. It's hit under the net by Hartman. The sophomore, this is a very young Lewiston Altura team, 23-17. Sophomores and eighth graders all over the place. As Kendall Johnson will serve for the Knights, they're 2 points away from taking a two sets to none lead. Her serve is a flat-footed, just get me over serve, back set right is blocked! Oh, what a block! By Haugen at the net. And we're at set point for Kenyon-Wanamingo, 24-17. The center of the net is hit into the net, and that'll end that particular set. 25-17. Kenyon-Wanamingo wins set number two. They're up two sets to none. Our between sets report, courtesy of the Security State Bank of Kenyon, is
since 1876, Wanamingo Mutual Insurance has been protecting people in the Wanamingo area with agents who know the community. Daryl Clavin and Bonnie Herman are joined by Faribault Insurance and GMI Insurance Wanamingo to provide auto, farm insurance, homeowners, business owners, workers' comp, inland marine, and umbrella liability protection. Phone 507-824-2912 for details. Wanamingo Mutual Insurance, a nonprofit company developed to help neighbors. Main office located at 209 Main Street, Wanamingo.
Halloween deals are at Cashwise Foods. Sink your fangs into Greater Omaha's 81% lean ground beef for $4.99 a pound or Samson seedless grapes for $1.99 a pound. Don't miss our two-day sale Friday and Saturday. Spooktacular deals like buy one, get one free Hillshire Farm Little Smokies and raspberries two for $4. Plus, Cashwise has all the candy, party supplies, and wickedly fresh ingredients for a spooky good time. Cashwise, your Halloween fun starts here. Cashwise Foods.
Todd G. Jewelry in downtown Kenyon is celebrating 50 years in business this year with some incredible savings on Howard Miller grandfather clocks, wall clocks, Schneider cuckoo clocks, sparkling jewelry, awesome watches can also be found there. Everyone in this part of the country knows Todd G. Jewelry is your diamond headquarters. Nobody knows diamonds like Larry Todd G. Your loved one doesn't want just any diamond. They want a Todd G. Jewelry diamond. Stop by soon and congratulate Larry on his 50 years providing oohs and ahs when people open their Todd G. gifts. Yeah, that's for sure. 25-17 in the second set. My unofficial statistics have Kenyon-Wanamingo with 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 kills in that set. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 errors. And let's see here. They had two ace serves. So they have six aces in two sets. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven kills for Lewiston Altura. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight errors. They had no aces. So after two sets, Kenyon-Wanamingo has a total of, and these are unofficial statistics, 25 kills, 15 errors. And Lewiston Altura has 9 kills and 18 errors. As the Knights are on the court, Lewiston Altura will start the serve in this third set. If Kenyon-Wanamingo wins it, everybody gets to go home, and they don't have to stay up too late. If Lewiston Altura wins it, we go to another set. Jarvis checks in for Kenyon-Wanamingo. The libero, Barkheim, the sophomore, checks in for Lewiston Altura with a red jersey top. Jarvis has white. The remainder of her teammates in red and black with some white numerals. Liddell's in the back row with Jarvis, and Quam is starting the serve for Lewiston Altura is Lejeune. Her jump serve popped up by Liddell. Jarvis from behind the service line is popped over there by Quam. There's a bump set to the center of the net. Hit blocked, but stays on the night side. Quam got the block, but couldn't get it back over the net. Emma Danielson ends up with the kill, and it's 1-0 Lewiston Altura. Liddell at their first lead. Set goes to center. Haugen wails on it and gets the kill. Her fourth of the night. Molly Quam has had an exceptional night. She had 6 kills in the first set. She's at 10 kills, and we're in set number 3. Johnson is serving Kendall, the junior. Angles it back right corner. Quick set to the center. Blocked again by Haugen. So Haugen with another block point makes it 2-1 Kenyon-Wanamingo. Johnson from the right corner, flat-footed serve, received by Burkham. Outside right they go. It's hit off the blockers and good by Hartman for the kill for Lewiston Altura. He's got a nice vertical. Nice. I bet she's a pretty good basketball player. We're tied at 2. Lewiston Altura serving. Jump serve. Jarvis. Popped up Johnson. Outside to Liddell. Hammers it. Picked up in the back row. Set goes front left. It's angled. Jarvis dives. Get to it. It's flipped over on the move by Haugen. Picked up by Lejeune. The libero gets it left off the blockers. Comes back over. And then it's hit to the other side. Jarvis picks it up. There's a back set to Liddell. She gets a free. Oh, it's called out. It looked like it might have been on the line. Liddell hits a... Looked like it might have been on the line. 3-2 is our score, but again, I'm on the other end of the floor, and my vantage point is not as good as a Lions person. Jarvis bent over to pick that up, and Haugen mistimes her jump. It was not high enough for her anyway. And she hits it in the net. 4-2, Lewiston Altura trying to save their volleyball season. The Knights win this set. Lewiston Altura's season is over. 15-12 is their record. The Cardinals, 15-12. The Knights, 22-4. Another block by Haugen at the center of the net. She's the queen of the net tonight. And it's 4-3. Lewiston Altura here in the third set. Eva Jacobson comes in to serve for the Knights. Right corner, flat-footed. Line drive, bent over to pick up at the ankles by the libero. There's a little flip over by Lewiston Altura. Outside they go to Quam, and it's good. Mara Quam picks up her first kill of this third set, her 11th kill of the night, and we're tied at 4. She has more kills than the Lewiston Altura team. And I'm not kidding. Jarvis is in the front left attack line. Right next to her is Kendall Johnson. Ooh, that was a very deep serve that they're just getting over in the scramble mode. Third hit. Jarvis. Quick set. Johnson. Flipped over by Haugen. Picked up by Lejeune. They go outside right. Little two-hand pushover. Liddell calls for it. She's going to get it back and put it down. No! They're going to chase it from out of bounds. Get it back on the court. Karate chop it over. Jacobson diving to her left. Gets two of the left hand. Augen just gets it over the net. They go passing it over as the libero. Jacobson to the front row. Seth Jarvis. And Haugen gets the block. And the score is 5-4, Kenyon Wanamingo. Serving again is Jacobson, the junior. And one of the Cardinals is tying their shoe right now. And she says, I'm okay. Right corner, reception's made. Libero, the set is a back set over the net, and it's flipped over by Haugen, and in! Boy, that was just in the front left corner. She just flipped it over to flip it over her and ends up with a kill out of the deal. 6-4, Kenyon Wanamingo. That baby dropped like it was dropped from heaven. Jacobson from the right corner. I mean, straight down, and Jacobson has a rare service there in this match for Kenyon Wanamingo. They've only had a couple. Meanwhile, Lewis and Altura had three of them at least in the first set, and I believe they had one or two in the second. 6-5, Kenyon Wanamingo. And these are some really young players for Lewis and Altura, and if you've never been in this environment, it can make a difference as Quam just hung up in the air forever and got herself another kill. Her 12th of the night at 7-5. Good golly, Miss Molly's having a night. Haugen's serve is received by their libero. The back set right is, oh my, that's quite an angle. Is it in? It's called out. Boy, that was awful close to being in. I like the slice job. It was a nice attempt. 8-5, Kenyon Wanamingo. Haugen serving. Right corner. Reception's made in the back row. Lejeune's going to set it outside left. It's blocked. Lindell is there, along with Boyum now in the front row. Is pushed over. Boyum could get her hands on that one. Back set goes to Haugen, who can't get it from the back row to go over the net. It's a hitting error. She's got more attacks in this set, though. 8-6, Kenyon Wanamingo leads. If they win this set, everybody goes home. And we come back Thursday in the semifinals, and it'll be an all-Gopher Conference semifinal with New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva upsetting Mabel Canton earlier tonight. Lindell gets blocked. Johnson quick enough to get to it. Comes back to Johnson. She'll set it outside left. Quam with another kill! Right down the line, just inside the back line. Good golly, Miss Molly. 9-6. She just whapped that baby right. That had some extra pace on it as Alexander serves from the right corner. And it is picked up in the back row. Back set right is hit off the blocker and good by Lewiston Altura. Picking up the kill is Hanson Alyssa, the eighth grader. That's her fourth kill of the night. It's 9-7, Kenyon Wanamingo. Her jump serve is received by Jacobson. Set is flipped over to Boyum, who just pushes it to the side and gets an easy point out of the deal. 10-7, Kenyon Wanamingo, trying to sweep into the semifinals, which would take you two matches away from the state tournament. Jump serve is received in the back row. It's an overpass. Knights didn't make them pay yet. Ostertag hits it off the blocker. Picked up in the back row. It's pushed outside right. Angled off of... well, I think they did a peekaboo there. Boyum gets the block. And it's 11-7, Kenyon Wanamingo. Molly Quam, jump, two-hand toss-up serve. Picked up in the back row. They had to race out of the way after hitting it. Quam gets to it. Back set goes right. It's hit into the blockers, and Claire Olson gets the kill. Her second of the night. 12-7, Kenyon Wanamingo. Quam from that left corner. The freshman, two-hand toss-up, jump serve is received from the attack line. DeJune goes outside left. It's angled out by Hartman. And a 13-7 Kenyon Wanamingo lead. And Coach Lejeune says, you know something? I need a timeout. 13-7 Knights, third set. If they win this,
the Security State home. Bank of Kenyon is proud to be partnering with Federal Home Loan Bank of Des Moines to provide grants to the Kenyon Area Foundation and Goodhue County Habitat for Humanity. The foundation receives $2,000, Habitat $10,000 from the Member Impact Fund. It's a matching grant program. Security State Bank of Kenyon has been Kenyon's hometown bank for over 90 years. As a family-owned and operated bank, they are dedicated to the financial needs of area farmers, businesses, and other consumers. It's why the Security State Bank of Kenyon says, personal service, it's our style. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Harley's Auto Salvage has been in business over a half century, serving people through their like magic nationwide parts locator. New and used auto parts. Check out their large supply of new and used tires. 30-day warranty on electronics, 60-day warranty on all motors and transmissions with extended warranties available.
Cody here with Harley's Auto Salvage. Haven't been here in a while? Stop in and check out our drive-thru recycling building. You can recycle your aluminum cans, copper, brass, and metal. And of course, we're always here to help you get that newer used auto part. Harley's Auto Salvage.
Molly Quam serving. Two-hand toss up from the left corner is angled cross court. The set goes outside left. It's hit over. Jarvis gets to it in diving fashion. Karate chopping it over. Actually, a two-hand push over there by Alexander. I thought she was going to karate chop. Now it's passed off the net, and two girls clunk heads. Alexander diving for the ball. Quam diving for the ball. You rarely see that in volleyball, which is really hard to believe. It's 13-8. Kenyon Wanamingo leads. The libero is serving Elena Berkheim. Her jump serve is received in the back row by Quam. The set goes outside left. It's blocked. Ostertag hit it. Alexander is going to push it to the corner. Right there is Lewis and Altura Berkheim outside left. It's hit too far outside, and Hartman can't get it inside the antenna. It's a hitting error, and a 14-8 Kenyon Wanamingo lead. They're pulling away here in the third set. Two sets to nine. Alden Conger leads in that other match. Reception by the libero Berkheim. It's blocked by Olsen and Haugen on the hit. Comes back over on the third hit, and mishitting the ball is Hartman. 15-8, Kenyon Wanamingo leads. Jarvis is serving for the Knights. Wearing the white jersey top, red numerals, her teammates in black with red. Her jump serve is just beyond the attack line. The set goes outside left, and it's angled. Jarvis bends over, gets it to Alexander, sets it out to Ostertag, blocked. That was a very good block by Bergen, the freshman. It's 15-9, Kenyon Wanamingo. There has not been a ton of offense by Lewiston Altura tonight. The serve is just out. Another service there. I think it was Lejeune who hit that one out. 16-9, Kenyon Wanamingo. Serving is going to be Kendall Johnson. Johnson's serve is received in the back right corner. The set goes to the center of that. It's blocked by Haugen again. Pushed over, however. I don't think Kenny Wanamingo thought they could get to that ball, and frankly, I didn't think they would either. Hartman ends up with a kill on just a simple little pushover because the Knights were out of position. 16-10, Kenyon Wanamingo. Coach Quam giving instruction to her back row. There's a jump serve that Jarvis receives. Ball's popped up by Quam with another kill. Molly Quam picking up her fourth kill of this set. She's got 16 on the night, and it's 17-10, Kenyon Wanamingo. She has been super efficient. Jacobson comes in to serve for the Knights. Reception by Berkheim. The set goes outside left. It's put down. Just a body bumper there for Lewiston Altura on the Hansen kill. I'm going to double check. Alyssa's a sophomore. I said an eighth grader. There actually is a Kaylee Hansen who's an eighth grader. And she's 13. Alyssa is number 11. So the sophomore is number 11. There's a nice serve that Jarvis receives. Quam comes up, elevates, hammers it over. Hartman picks it up. Set goes to the front row. It's punched out by Hansen, the sophomore. You're at the point now where Lewiston Altura cannot afford to be making mistakes. It's 18-11. Kenyon Wanamingo 7 points away from a sweep. Haugen, right corner, hammers it, line drive, side English. The back set right is hit over the double block down the line. It's outside the antenna, which is a no-no. Another mistake, and it's 19-11 Knights. Haugen from the right corner. Very deep serve received. The set, Lejeune outside left, is angled, picked up by Quam. She moves her feet so well, she's going to hit it to the back row. It's popped up. The back set goes right. It's hit around the block. Bending over to pick it up was Lindell. Quam whaps it, and it's picked up in the back row by the Lewiston Altura Cardinals. Karate chopped over. Haugen receives it. Alexander outside left. Quam again. Picked up in the back row again. And then a little ballerina tip that's picked up by Lindell, pushing it Johnson deep. Picked up by Lewiston Altura. They go outside left, and it's in. Oh, my. That was in. That was clearly in. Right in front of the feet of the linesman, and he called it out. Wow, 20-11, Kenyon Wanamingo. I'd love to see a replay.
Finding health insurance can be stressful. Beth Fanning Hange of Fanning & Associates has 35 years of experience helping people just like you. And she does this by getting to know you. Beth meets with all her clients in person. If sitting on hold and trusting your personal information to strangers isn't for you, give Beth a call and she'll find the best option for your needs from multiple providers. Or if you just want to find out if you're currently paying too much, call Beth at Fanning & Associates in downtown Dodge Center. A consultation doesn't cost a thing.
Fairway Meat and Grocery in Faribault is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Fall is tailgating time. Have you planned your tailgate menu yet? Fairway has all of your game day party favorites with USDA choice steaks, fresh produce, snacks, and meat and cheese trays. Fairway meets all your game day needs. Shop online for curbside pickup or grab the weekly ad when you shop the store. Fairway Meat and Grocery, located in Faribault, is open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. for all of your grocery needs.
20-11, Kenyon Wanamingo in the third set. They won the first two sets, scores of 25, 10, and 17. Audrey Haugen is serving for the Knights. Set goes outside left. It's blocked by Lindell. Comes back over. Lewiston Altura hits it off the blockers. Racing to get to it is Quam. She runs out of the way. Lindell angles it into the net. She's only had six kills and none in this set. 20-12. Kenyon Wanamingo leads. Set to the center. Hit over by Boyum. Picked up from out of bounds by Lewiston Altura. There's a ballerina tip that Quam picks up. They're going to back set it to Lindell. Hit partially blocked that time by Lewiston Altura. Quam has to race into position and just get it over. Now the pass goes outside right. It's hit over the double block. Jarvis is right there. Johnson's going to back set it to Lindell. In retreat mode, she hits it on the angle. Ball's picked up the attack line, back bumped over the net. From the corner, Jacobson gets it to Johnson. And whapping it over is Boyum. Now the set goes cross court, is hammered off the net by Hansen, the junior. I got to write that in here instead of eighth grader. 4 points away from a sweep of the Knights, and it's been impressive. This Lewiston Altura team only played seven Class A schools all year prior to this. We have an ace for Alexander. Madden Alexander, the sophomore, picks up her second ace of the night. Jump serve, angles into the net. 22-13, the Knights 3 points away from sending everyone home a lot earlier than they thought they would be after that four-set marathon that Mabel Canton lost to New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Quam whaps it over. The set goes right. It's punched, literally. Olsen, Alexander outside to Quam again, elevates, gets it down the line. It's flipped over by Lejeune. That was awesome. That was flipped by Boyum to the attack line. Set goes outside left, and it's going to be in. They got that one right. Hartman gets the kill. Her third of this set. She's got six on the night, and it's 22-14. Kenyon Wanamingo 3 points away from a sweep. Lewiston Altura serving right to left on your radio dial. Reception of the back row. Quam picks it up. They go outside left. It's hit over by Olson. Bend over pick up that time by Lewiston Altura. They have to, in scramble mode, get it over in the third pass. Set goes outside right. Olson hits it into the blockers. Hartman will get the kill. 22-15, Kenyon Wanamingo. You're ahead when you get your gifts at Taji Jewelry downtown Kenyon. You don't want just any gift. You want a Taji Jewelry gift. Ball's pushed over by Quam from the back row that time after it was deflected off the net. Now Lewiston Altura. Quam gets to it. They set it back to Quam. She'll hit it off the blockers and get the kill. That's her fifth kill of this set. Her 15th kill of the night. And Quam will try and serve this baby out. It's 23-15. They had to dive to get to that serve. It died at the attack line. And Boyum gets the kill. We're at match point. Kenyon Wanamingo, 24-15. So Quam from the left corner will do her two-hand toss-up jump serve. It's received in the back row. The set, Lejeune, cross-court. It's hit off the blockers. Jarvis gets a paw on it. They go outside left. It's passed over by Ostertag. Now the set to the left. It's hit. It actually came over, and Olson got it. And now it's hit on the angle. Picked up in the back row by Quam. Set goes outside left. Ostertag hits it over in the back row. Lewis and Altura, cross-court. They go with it. Jarvis picks it up. There's a back set right. It's angled by Olson, and from out of bounds, Lewiston Altura gets it back on the court. They back bump it over. There's a quick set, and the Boyum can't get the kill. It's going to be tipped at the center of the net. Racing down Alexander. Ostertag hits it over. Bending over to pick it up from her knees was a Lewiston Altura Cardinal. Alexander to Jarvis. Pops it up in the air. Quam from the back row. Picked up in the back corner. Set goes outside left and hammered, and Quam can't come up with that one. What a kill. That was awesome by Randall. Staves off the elimination yet. Second match point for Kenyon Wanamingo, 24-16 here in the third set. The libero, Barkheim, is serving from her left corner. You can't make any mistakes if you're Lewiston Altura. Outside goes. Ostertag whaps it. Now it's a little tip. Alexander gets to it, popped up by Quam, just back bumped over by Ostertag. Let them make the mistake. Getting it over is Lewiston Altura. Alexander gets it back on the court. Ostertag gathers herself, hits it deep, picked up by Barkheim, racing into position. They get it over in the third pass. Jarvis to the front row. Set goes outside left. It's hit and out by Ostertag. Well, I can understand going for it. It's the third match point for Kenyon Wanamingo, 24-17. Barkheim, the libero, is serving with a red jersey. Top from the left corner. You can't make any mistakes. There's a near ace, and it is going to be one. It'll be the fourth match point. And Coach Quam's going to take a timeout. Fourth match point. Kenyon Wanamingo up 24-18. If they win this set, everybody goes home.
Since 1876, Wanamingo Mutual Insurance has been protecting people in the Wanamingo area with agents who know the community. Daryl Clavin and Bonnie Herman are joined by Faribault Insurance and GMI Insurance Wanamingo to provide auto, farm insurance, homeowners, business owners, workers' comp, inland marine, and umbrella liability protection. Phone 507-824-2912 for details. Wanamingo Mutual Insurance, a nonprofit company developed to help neighbors. Main office located at 209 Main Street, Wanamingo.
Todd J. Jewelry in downtown Kenyon is celebrating 50 years in business this year with some incredible savings on Howard Miller grandfather clocks, wall clocks, Schneider cuckoo clocks, sparkling jewelry, awesome watches can also be found there. Everyone in this part of the country knows Todd J. Jewelry is your diamond headquarters. Nobody knows diamonds like Larry Todd. Your loved one doesn't want just any diamond. They want a Todd J. Jewelry diamond. Stop by soon and congratulate Larry on his 50 years providing oohs and ahs when people open their Todgy gifts.
Cardinal libero Barkheim serves a long. It's an error, and that'll do it for Kenyon Wanamingo as they win the third set 25-18 after capturing the first set 25-10 and the second set 25-17. Across the way, it's looking like Alden Conger is going to pick up a win and take on Fillmore Central in the other semifinal bracket. Earlier tonight, Mabel Cant, the number two seed, was beaten in four sets by New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. That's the next opponent of the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights. Thursday night, we'll be here to bring it to you. It's the late match, a 7:30 first serve. Section 1AA will be on the other court. Section 1A will be on the court that we'll be broadcasting from, and yours truly will be here to give you the call on the Mighty 920 KDHL, Faribault, Minnesota, a Town Square media station. It is always a joy. Always enjoy bringing it to you. Appreciate your folks. Appreciate all you, all the listeners here as we are going to be wrapping things up here shortly. I got some final statistics courtesy of the Security State Bank of Kenyon I have to send your way because they bring you our between set reports. Again, the Knights sweep tonight in three sets, scores of 25-10, 17,
JMO's Bowl, Faribault, is the place to go for the best food and fun around. Get signed up for bowling leagues now. It's not only a great time, but provides good exercise. The whole family can participate from the very young to the very old. It's a super place to have a kids or adult party with various packages available. The food is really good, too. JMO's has awesome ribs, the juiciest burgers, a 10-ounce steak that will satisfy your hunger pangs. Get gift cards to use for bowling, bowling accessories, or meals at JMO's Bowl, Faribault, where you always strike a great meal.
Todd G. Jewelry in downtown Kenyon is celebrating 50 years in business this year with some incredible savings on Howard Miller grandfather clocks, wall clocks, Schneider cuckoo clocks, sparkling jewelry, awesome watches can also be found there. Everyone in this part of the country knows Todd G. Jewelry is your diamond headquarters. Nobody knows diamonds like Larry Todd G. Your loved one doesn't want just any diamond. They want a Todd G. Jewelry diamond. Stop by soon and congratulate Larry on his 50 years providing oohs and ahs when people open their Todd G. gifts.
Since 1876, Wanamingo Mutual Insurance has been protecting people in the Wanamingo area with agents who know the community. Daryl Clavin and Bonnie Herman are joined by Faribault Insurance and GMI Insurance Wanamingo to provide auto, farm insurance, homeowners, business owners, workers' comp, inland marine, and umbrella liability protection. Phone 507-824-2912 for details. Wanamingo Mutual Insurance, a nonprofit company developed to help neighbors. Main office located at 209 Main Street, Wanamingo.
Louis Valentura just could not get much offense going at all tonight. They had only eight kills in that third set. They had 10 errors. So they finished the night, and mine are clearly unofficial, with 17 total kills in three sets. And they ended up with, 28 errors. Meanwhile, the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights were very efficient most of the night. Good golly, Miss Molly had a night. The freshman had six kills in the first set, four kills in the second set, five kills in the third set. That's right, 19 total kills in the three sets. Or 15 kills, I should say, in the three sets. I'm going to re-add those again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 total kills for Quam. Audrey Haugen ended up with a lot more swings in the last couple of sets. She finished with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 kills. Probably a half dozen blocks. Alexander had a couple of ace serves, and she ended up with a kill on the night. Sam Boyum had four kills. Claire Olson had two kills. Emily Jarvis had an ace serve. Addie Lindell had four, five, six kills. And Anna Ostertag had three kills on the night. In that third set, the Knights had one ace. They finished the night with 7 ace serves. And did I tell you what the total number of kills were? I don't know that I did. In the third set, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 kills in the third set. 37 total kills on the night. 37 total kills on the night for the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights. We'll wrap things up from the Mayo Civic Center Arena in just
a minute. Ken Herbeck here. You want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, Owatonna Heating and Cooling, they'll show you the full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits your home and budget, because everyone can use a little more comfort. Turn to your local Carrier experts, Owatonna Heating and Cooling, today.
The Security State Bank of Kenyon is proud to be partnering with Federal Home Loan Bank of Des Moines to provide grants to the Kenyon Area Foundation and Goodhue County Habitat for Humanity. The foundation receives $2,000, Habitat $10,000 from the Member Impact Fund. It's a matching grant program. Security State Bank of Kenyon has been Kenyon's hometown bank for over 90 years. As a family-owned and operated bank, they are dedicated to the financial needs of area farmers, businesses, and other consumers. It's why the Security State Bank of Kenyon says, personal service, it's our style. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
You train hard. You play harder. Now it's time to level up. The Minnesota Air National Guard isn't just a part-time job, it's a launch pad. Get elite training, real-world experience, and college paid for while staying close to home. You've got the drive. We've got the mission. Call 1-800-835-3764. Your future doesn't wait. Neither do we.
Well, again, the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights sweep tonight by scores of 25-10, 17-18. We'll be back Thursday night. They'll be taking on a familiar opponent. It's an all-Gopher Conference semifinal, as Kenyon Wanamingo will be tangling with New Richland, Hartman, Ellendale, Geneva. Very long, very athletic team. Meanwhile, they're still smacking balls across the way. Alden Congers on a match point, I think, over there, getting ready to sweep over the Grand Meadow Super Larks. And that means that Fillmore Central and Alden Conger will be the other two teams of the semifinal. The winners on Thursday will come back and play at noon on Saturday. If Kenyon Wanamingo's there, we'll be here. St. Olaf plays at night on Saturday. So that match would be right here on the mighty 920. A big thank you to Todd Jujuri. You're always a hit when you gift your gifts there. He's got 50% off part of his 50th anniversary sale of virtually everything in the store. It's incredible, the savings that you could experience. Security State Bank of Kenyon, Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency, also brought to our match here tonight, as Alden Conger just won in the third set, and they sweep the Grand Meadow Super Larks. So again, we'll see you back here on Thursday, everybody.